Namaste. Welcome to this guided meditation for the Core Teachings program. We're going to be focusing on our own subjectivity. So these are all ways to kind of recognize that which is stable and unchanging about us, that which is deathless and timeless already. And in doing so, we're bringing attention away from our thought-constructed self. And our egoic sense of self, same thing. So here we're going to be recognizing our subjectivity. And that really means to recognize that we're not a thing, that we're not an object. We're not actually a someone. There is a sense of being someone. But that sense isn't an actual thing. It's just a sense. Like, water, vapor, or steam coming off of hot water. It's not a real thing independent of the actual real self that we are, the permanent self. So you can begin the meditation simply by making sure we're comfy, that you can sit for 15, 20 minutes in the position that you're in without becoming uncomfortable. And simply beginning by looking for ourselves, trying to find the someone. There is a body present. There may be thoughts, emotions, experiencing going on, listening to these words, watching the image on the screen. Does all of that add up to a someone? Does that make a separate being? Where do we find the separate being? Can we find a separate being? So when I look for myself here, when I try to find Helen, I can see a body experiencing going on, some words coming out right now, senses of perceiving. Can I find any entity called Helen to which those are all happening? Is there any separate being called Helen to which I can say my mind? What is this my? Is it a separate object, a someone? And I look, I find only that some emptiness, some nothingness, some pure subjectivity is here. Some formlessness. So just noticing the absence of a someone, the presence of pure subjectivity, pure experiencing without an experiencer. There is no person here. Recognizing the objects out here and the subtle inner objects of thoughts. Something is noticing, recognizing, and it is not a someone. While there is a human body and there's thoughts and emotions, there is a sense of someone. But it's just a sense. It's not an actual thing. Just noticing that something is observing, something is perceiving. It's not an object. You are not an object. You are subjectivity itself. Whether we call it subjectivity, formlessness, pure experiencing, whether we call it awareness, nothingness. It doesn't have a shape. You don't have a shape. This body is a shape appearing inside you. These thoughts and emotions and words are all happening inside you. Time to time, just bringing attention back to the fact that experiencing is happening. You're experiencing this meditation, this moment, these words. But the experiencing is not happening to an experiencer. There is only experiencing. No location, no body that it belongs to, no one managing the process, some alert, aware, infinite intelligence is just here, looking through your eyes, listening through your ears. You've always just called it you and assumed that it's a separate person, a being. So we're just bringing attention to the fact that we can't find anyone that's experiencing. We can't find a subjective me experiencing an object out there. There's just pure subjectivity, pure witnessing. There's just experiencing happening. And of course, from time to time, we will go back to thinking of ourselves as someone. A thought may arise. I'm getting somewhere now. I'm understanding this more. Or I'm not understanding this more. Or this is confusing for me. All these thoughts are to do with the idea that we are someone. We don't have to get rid of them. Don't have to solve them. Just simply bringing attention back to the fact, only fact that we can verify, is that experiencing is happening. Subjective experiencing. With no experiencer. No person having this experience. No body meditating. Just meditation occurring. Spontaneously, that you are empty of form. Forms arise, appear within you, but you yourself are pure subjectivity, not a thing yetness. So just bringing attention back to this emptiness, formlessness, subjectivity. Just experiencing. This experience isn't happening to anyone. It's just happening. Something is watching and listening through the senses. It isn't a someone. Just experiencing. And from time to time, if you recognize you've gone back to experiencing thoughts, if the subjectivity is looking at emotions, phenomena, just bringing it back to look at itself. That invisible, ineffable emptiness, intelligent emptiness, divine intelligence with nobody to be intelligent. Just remembering, reminding ourselves of our real nature. Subjectivity itself. There is no subject-object relationship. There's just subjectivity that is you, that is everywhere. Experiencing itself in multiple bodies and forms. Allowing yourself to recognize the nothingness that is you, more like the space in the room, more like the empty sky. Invisible, intangible, and yet all of this is appearing inside you. Whenever we feel distracted by an inner sound of thought, some sensation, energy moving, sound outside in our environment, just gently coming back to the emptiness, the pure experiencing that we are. Something is experiencing those internal and external sounds and the sense of distraction, and that which is experiencing it is not a thing. It's that space in which all things appear and disappear. No meditator, no manager of our experience. Just the experiencing itself. All experiences come and go, pleasant or unpleasant, and the experiencing is permanent, stable, unchanging. Experiencing is not a thing, it is pure subjectivity. This is what you are. Namaste.